This goes to Jean Beatty. It's BEATTYPAC. Fax 989-644-3724. Regarding Ronnie, R-O-N-N-Y, Sprague, S-P-R-A-G-U-E. Date of birth, 8/11/1941. Dear Miss Beatty, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Sprague with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetes, and hypertension. His last visit was August 29th of 2022. He's accompanied by his wife to this visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No edema, minimal edema, actually. It's worse in the left lower extremity and none on the right. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He is recently just finishing cough medicine and a Zithromax Z-Pak. He is complaining of chronic low back pain and has been receiving pain injections through the pain clinic. His wife states that they may be postponing the next pain shot because he just recently finished the antibiotics, and that's usually what they their protocol is. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Hyzaar 50/12.5 once a day. He's anticoagulated with Xarelto 10 milligram daily. Lasix is 40 milligram daily with potassium 10 mil equivalent daily. He's got also some memory issues, so he takes Exelon and Namenda, Zyrtec for allergy symptoms. Cymbalta is 40 milligram daily at bedtime. Vytorin for cholesterol, omeprazole, 40 milligram daily for gastroesophageal reflux disease, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, and Victoza daily. Physical exam, weight 205 pounds, pulse 88, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 62. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. He has 1+ edema in the left lower extremity and none in the right lower extremity. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 26th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.4, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 50. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 8.8, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.4, hemoglobin is 15.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression. 2, hypertension, that's very well controlled, no symptoms of hypotension. Diabetes, also well controlled on Victoza at this time. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. He'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.